Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. Now on view. More at NortonSimon.org.
You have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
Hi, happy Sunday, everyone. This is the weekend edition of the LA Report. I'm Mariana Dale, and I work on stories about early childhood for KPCC and LAist.com. During the pandemic, when most businesses shut down, many people had to stay home, childcare providers and early educators kept their doors open. Manoja Wirakun runs a Montessori preschool in La Habra.
All this time, we were so scared, but I couldn't show my fear, what I felt, my sadness to the parents. We had to put this front, okay, we know what we are doing, we are brave, but we were not, we were scared.
Manoja is one of a dozen teachers, nannies, family childcare providers, and relatives who documented their lives during the pandemic as part of a project called Childcare Unfiltered. It's online now at LAist.com, but we wanted to give you a behind-the-scenes audio tour of the work here on the LA Report. And the we I'm talking about includes engagement producer Stephanie Ritopper and visual journalist Chava Sanchez, who helped bring this project to life.
Hello.
Hi.
Stephanie, your role here at KPCC and LAist is pretty unique. You bring community voices into our storytelling. What inspired this project?
Well, if you've got kids, this has definitely been a year where you've probably thought a lot about childcare. A lot of parents have been in the situation at some point this year of having to work and take care of kids at the same time. I know I was one of them. We've seen friends, family members, and neighbors step up to help parents get to work. And at the same time, many childcare providers have stayed open and they've had to take on extra cost and risk to be able to do that. We really got interested to know, you know, what has this year looked like through the eyes of people who care for Southern California's youngest kids? And so here's a typical day.
By 6:30, parents are waiting to come in because they have to go to their jobs.
Good morning, preschool friends. How are you? Good, good.
And then it's just like all hands on deck. Like, okay, have you brushed your teeth? Are you dressed? Do you still need breakfast?
Round the clock. It doesn't stop. It doesn't stop because every parent have different demanded hours of needs of service.
You know, after lunchtime, it's kind of like we're just at home. They get some free time. I have kids that are here till midnight, kids that spend the night. So I will probably go to sleep at around midnight and then do it all again.
Those voices included Manoja, the preschool director we heard from earlier, along with teacher Maria Gutierrez, nanny Melissa Rivera, and family child care providers Jackie Jackson and Yvonne Cottage. They're from all over the LA metro region, from Ventura County to South LA and Orange County. Chava, what do you think the photos could capture that we wouldn't normally see or hear in an interview as journalists?
By giving the providers cameras and having them take photos of everyday moments for months, we really see into their lives in a way that we normally wouldn't be able to see simply because of the time that is spent with the providers. When you're out reporting or photographing at a center or with a nanny, you're there for 20 minutes, 1 hour. You're not really seeing the full breadth of their experience. You're not really seeing all the work that goes into it. You're seeing a slice that's curated for that moment.
Providers like Jackie Jackson in South LA really invited us into the complexity of their work.
No one ever sees this type of the work. They never see this artwork. They just take it as we're childcare providers, we're babysitters, however they want to label us, identify us. If people stop looking at us like babysitters, they will see we are the golden nuggets.
This really struck me because when Chava and I went to go talk with Jackie, she told us a story about how one little girl she was taking care of wasn't really talking, and she was chewing on books and wood and other pieces of furniture. And so she actually sat with her and she worked with her every day. She gave her safe things that she could chew on when she was stressed, and she used puppets to get her comfortable with speaking. And these are just some of the things that Jackie and all the other childcare providers in our group do, in addition to cooking, cleaning, teaching kids to recognize letters, helping parents find resources. For Jackie, when families couldn't find diapers during the pandemic, she also offered them up from her own supply.
And I also think about the role that these providers play in supporting the mental health of kids and families. Kids of this age are learning how to identify and process and manage their feelings. When we were looking through the photos that Yvonne Cottage sent us from her Lancaster family childcare, we noticed that there were these boxing bags, these punching bags that were hung up throughout her house.
Part of our story is that we used exercise as an outlet and as a way to process different feelings. And so we have the boxing bags are hanging up there, and the kids, when they start to get upset, we take a break. We say, hold on, and we're going to go hit the bags. They go at it. They hit the bags and they breathe it out. And then they're like, ah. I always tell them, it's okay to have bad thoughts. It's okay. We all have weird thoughts. We all have bad thoughts. Sometimes we can't control them, but it's what you do. And that's something hard. Those are hard things to teach young kids, but believe it or not, they get it.
As the pandemic goes on, there's an expectation that these providers are going to be seeing the emotional and developmental impact on these kids and these families for years to come.
I think one of the things that really sticks out to me is that despite all of the challenges, you know, the fear, the worry, the disruption, there's a lot of joy in these photos. We see a child that's running after a balloon, or kids playing in the water, or getting down on the floor with a magnifying glass to see a caterpillar. One of the childcare providers, Susana Alonso, took this really striking photo of a group of kids that are all in masks, and they're standing around a little girl who's about to blow out a birthday candle on a brownie.
Es una nada, este brownie y una velita, ¿verdad?
She's saying that it's just a brownie and a candle. They're celebrating with something small.
Pero por lo menos no está pasando desapercibido el tiempo y ellos se siguen sintiendo importantes en ese día.
At least the day isn't going by unnoticed, and the kids feel special and important. And I think there really is a lot to say about how childcare providers and caregivers recognize this, and they've been able to create this kind of stability for children and a feeling of normalcy during a time of uncertainty.
Real quick, another thing that popped into my mind was we have two photos, each of some of the children under some of the providers' cares talking to bears because, you know, during the pandemic, a lot of kids that had to stay home and go to school from home, had to learn remote, didn't have their friends nearby, so they were having play dates with their teddy bears. We have this really striking photo from a grandmother, Maria Gutierrez, where her grandson, Charlie, is talking to a bear sitting up across from him eating snack. It was just so interesting to see, like, what does normalcy look like? How do you keep the world afloat as all these other things are happening for the children?
Yeah, we call the project Childcare Unfiltered. This is not the Instagram version of what childcare looks like. It's the messiness. It's the meltdowns. It's providers in their lives, both as childcare providers, but also just as people who make up the fabric of Southern California. And we saw these little personal moments from their everyday lives, the way the sunlight streams through their front door in the morning, or a shoe rack outside the door that would fill up as the kids got there and then empty out as everyone left for the day, or little hands that were kind of clasped into much larger ones. Chava, why do you think these little moments are so powerful, or can be so powerful?
As photojournalists, it's sometimes a little bit of a struggle because when you're photographing, you're focused on these like big actions, these big moments, you know, the kids playing, kids wearing masks. But so much of the providers' lives are made up of these little moments of like making food for everybody, drinking coffee, standing outside and waiting for them to arrive. So like all these little moments in between the work, it gives us a deeper access into like who the providers are. It gives us all a relatable humanity that we can all latch onto.
And I hope when people go online to LAist.com and they look at the photos, or maybe they see the photos out in the world, and we'll give some more details on where you can find them a little bit later, that they're thinking about how this relates to their own experiences throughout the last year, whether you had childcare or you didn't, or there's someone that you want to give a shout out to that made it possible for you to continue to work or even just go to the grocery store or something during the pandemic. You can use the hashtag childcareunfiltered on social media. And yeah, please go out into the world and see the photos. Stephanie, where are these photos out in Southern California? We have some really unique partnerships as part of this project.
Yes. Okay. So we collaborated with local organizations and arts institutions. So they're actually at 5 different locations. We have Evergreen Early Learning, which is a Head Start site in Compton. They're at the Santa Monica Promenade, the Muckenthaler Cultural Center in Fullerton, Grand Park in downtown LA, and Lancaster. It's at the Museum of Art and History.
Stephanie, what do you hope people think about when they look at these photos?
I think often people think about this age, you know, from 0 to 5 as being an age where, oh, they're just little kids. It must be. It looks so easy. People make it look so easy. And when you dive into people's lives and you understand more about how the work happens, you realize what an intensive job this is. It's like it requires 110% of yourself, of your energy, of your emotional energy. It's very physical. It's on the ground. It's like you're really meeting kids where they are. The impact of the work also lasts a really long time. It sets the foundation for things that people experience throughout their lives, how they're going to react to conflict, how they're going to be able to build relationships with other people, you know, what their school experience is going to be like. We really hope that when you see these photos, that it maybe causes some reflection and that it causes some, sparks some conversation, and that maybe we can all think together about, these are the people who take care of our kids in Southern California. How can we take care of them?
That was my colleague Stephanie Ritopper and visual journalist Trava Sanchez. You can find Child Care Unfiltered online now at LAist.com. Thanks for listening to this weekend edition of the LA Report. Suzanne Watley and Nick Roman will be back on Monday with the AM and PM weekday editions. Until then, stay safe and have a great week. I'm Mariana Dale.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.